Oh yes, traders, here we are. Here we are once again. Welcome to another broadcast of Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life. This is, I believe this is our fourth radio broadcast. I actually would like to take a moment to talk about the third broadcast, which took place actually last Wednesday, and we did have some technical difficulty. However, I did the radio show, believe it or not, and was not aware that I was doing the radio show all to myself. And it was a phenomenal radio show for that matter. After I realized the technical glitch and after I became aware of the fact that the system did not pick up the show, I felt that the topic was so important last week that I decided to actually redo the show. And if I felt that the first recording of the show was good, the second recording of the show for you was even better, and it was better by a long shot. And I strongly encourage that if you missed last week's show or was unaware that I actually did do the recording, I strongly encourage that you listen to it. The way to access it is through my YouTube page. You can reach that page by going to youtube.com/OLVelez, my last name, 007. Again, that's youtube.com/OLVELEZ007. That will take you directly to my YouTube page, where I strongly encourage that you subscribe. And just as importantly, listen to the show or the video, listen and watch the video that was specifically based on last week's topic. It is a very important one. It's crucial as far as I'm concerned, and I don't want any of my followers, any of my traders missing out on that. So again, that was not picked up by the Blog Talk Radio system. So I did the show independent of the system. I did the recording independent of the system, and I posted that podcast or show on the YouTube channel. By doing so, I was given the ability, obviously, to do things with that recording that I normally cannot do on the Blog Talk Radio system. I added visuals to the talk that really take the level of the educational content that I attempted to share through the podcast to a much higher level. So that's a little special treat. It was extraordinarily time consuming, but I think at the end, well worth it, especially based on the comments. So again, I strongly encourage that you go there to listen to that. We are a day ahead of Thanksgiving, and what a wonderful time of year. This happens to be one of the two or three best times of year for me, at least. I always have fond memories as an individual who grew up my entire life in the Northeast with the very, very amazing color of the trees, the change of the trees that happened during this time, the break in the weather to being cool but not cold enough to wear a sweater or a nice light jacket. And it brings back fond memories. And so what a wonderful time of year. Just in case I forget to do this later, I do wish every single listener, every single follower of mine, every single trader, of course, a very, very happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday season. I strongly encourage, obviously, that you be very safe, spend it with close friends and family, because that's, at the end of the day, all we really, really have. All right, well, today's broadcast is very interesting and is likely to be a tad bit shorter than the prior broadcast, although those of you who know me do know that I can get on a roll at times, so who really knows. But today's topic is a topic that is tied into several other topics prior to this one. And many of the topics will be so. There is no true, real line of demarcation that separates a lot of these things. They're inextricably intertwined in more ways than one. So there's a blending of one topic into the next. There's a link at the an attachment at the hip, if you will, for a lot of these concepts or a lot of these ideas that I discuss. And so you'll see that I will tend to repeat a lot of the concepts that are covered in one broadcast, in the current broadcast, because there is always, as it relates to a lot of trading concepts, overlap. All right, but repetition has a very unique and important value in this regard. All right, but today's topic is on the 8 reasons 92% of all traders fail. Now, if you are new to my work, my talks, my broadcasts, what have you, and you do not know this, I'm going to make it very clear to you. One of the first things that I make it clear is that the odds are against you. I do not mince words when it comes to this topic. I do not candy coat the issue. When a trader comes to me with starry eyes and this enormous dream about becoming a trader, the first thing I do is make them understand that the odds are against them. I want them to know from square one, from step one, that how enormous the obstacles are going to be, how huge of an accomplishment this is going to be if you happen to be one of the very, very few who actually make it to that place called trading mastery. You see, the fact is that 90% of all market participants who attempt to do this seriously fail. Yes, this activity we call trading has a 92% failure rate. And there are very few things that have a greater failure rate. Restaurants come to mind, but restaurants go back and forth. They are the restaurant business is neck and neck with the trading business. Now, if you take the restaurant business in certain cities like, I don't know, San Francisco and Manhattan, then of course the restaurant business might have a slightly higher failure rate than traders. But in general, it is one of the most challenging activities known to mankind, simply because it is an activity that requires that one master himself before there's ever a hope of mastering the markets. The mastery of the markets comes second to some level of mastery of the self. And a lot of traders never get to the point of realizing this. They believe that trading successfully is gaining the right access to the right trading platform or the right access to the right newsletter or the right access to the right chat room or the right access to the right tactics, never realizing that the individual who is behind the trading platform, the individual with the trading service, the individual with those tactics that is above all, that holds all the importance. And because this activity calls for a good measure of self-mastery, the mastery of one's emotions, the mastery from a psychological point of view, a certain degree of equanimity, the ability to operate calmly under extreme pressure, the ability, the skill to be able to assess myriad things that are happening simultaneously and not get off track with your plan. There are so many things that call for exquisite mastery at this game. And it is only possible to gain some measure of success after the success on the individual level, the mastery on the individual level has been obtained. And that's what makes this activity so hard. The game called trading is not very complex. The game called trading is made up of items that go up and down. What's complex about that? you literally have a 50-50 chance of being right. What's complex about that? The moment you enter a trade of any kind, it's either going to go up from where you bought it or go down from where you bought it. What's complex about that? What's complex about, okay, if you buy an item and you intend for it, you want it to go up, that's how you make money. You buy an item, if it goes down, you kill it. And if it goes up, you give it some room, some breathing room to go up more. In a nutshell, that is proper trading. What's complex about that? I explained it in less than 20 seconds. The game is not complex. You are complex. The game is not difficult. You bring difficulty to the game. And so this always is going to end with the person. Now, if you really think about it, the vast majority of people never think that. So if you think about it, the vast majority of people never get to square one, because square one is the working on yourself. So the vast majority of people stay lost in this wilderness of an idea that you can find success through something. But success at this comes through you. And then you take this resurrected you, for lack of a better phrase, or this reborn you into trading tactics. You take this reborn you into specific methods. You see, the magic flows from you to your trading tactics. The magic flows from you through your trading platform. When you are the magic, then you can use anything to serve your needs. But there are 8 major reasons why 92% of all traders fail. Now, there are more than 8, but these are the biggest of all, in my opinion. And so without any further ado, let's talk about them. Now, I do have somewhat of a dilemma before we begin. I'm going to cover 8 things, but number 8 is by far the most important. It's by far the biggest of the 8. And I'm debating whether or not I should cover 8 first or save 8 until the last. And I still haven't figured that out to this very moment, whether I'm going to do that or not. But I have to make a decision in seconds here. And I'm actually going to leave it for last. That's exactly where it belongs, to be honest with you. But I was thinking about starting with a bang. But no, let's start off. Let's crescendo into the biggest of all reasons. Excuse me. All right. So, reason number one. Okay. Reason number one is the lack of a proper education at the market, at trading. Now, I'm sure most of the listeners today, and even through the archives, have heard that before, that you need to be educated. But it's repeated so often in today's industry that it's become somewhat cliche-ish, and it's something that people just hear, and it goes in one ear and out the other ear. But listen to me carefully. Most people understand that in order to become an attorney, you must go to law school, you must learn the law, and that you are really not an attorney until you actually go through law school and pass the various exams. You must pass the bar in order to become a lawyer. But first, in order to become eligible to pass the bar, you must have completed your education in law school. Being a lawyer is a profession. But because trading as a profession does not necessarily require this passing of a major exam, in some ways it does. The Series 56 is the professional trader's exam, and all of my traders must study and pass that exam. But in order to trade, you do not necessarily need to be educated, and you do not necessarily need to go the route of a professional to pass an exam. You can literally just send money to a brokerage account and start trading. And because of this lack of a requirement, people believe that you can step into the most competitive market in the entire world, pit yourself against some of the brightest minds in the entire world, some of the most sophisticated trading systems and mechanisms in the entire world, trading systems and individuals and entities that have billions of dollars that are backing them. You can walk into that world uneducated and take food off of those participants' table. You've got to be kidding me. This is the most difficult endeavor on planet Earth. It is the most competitive market of all markets in the entire world. It is played with tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. Its participants are some of the brightest minds and some of the most sophisticated trading algorithms on planet Earth. And you, with your few dollars and an E-Trade account, are going to enter into that world without really knowing very much, not being educated in any way, and you're going to pull money away from those participants. Does that even sound intelligent? But yet millions of people every single day enter as sheep into the lion's den, unclothed with any amount of education at all. It's unreal. In order to be a doctor, you have to be educated. You have to go through years and years of school before you can even be accepted into a residency of some kind. People understand when it comes, people are intelligent when it comes to other areas of life. They understand that, yes, I don't want someone representing me as an attorney who has no education at the law. I don't want someone operating on my father who just had a heart attack. There's someone who's read a couple of books and is kind of doing this on a whim, trying to get it right. You see, when it comes to other very important areas of life, we understand that education is important. But try to get an individual to understand that I'm telling you, before you risk a single dollar of your family's hard-earned money, before you enter into the most competitive market in the world, get educated. We understand it when it comes to the law. We understand it when it comes to medicine. We understand it when it comes to every other area of life. But somehow when it comes to your money, your hard-earned capital, you lose all sense of common sense, all common sense. I don't need education. I don't need someone to teach me. It's crazy. Every person recruited into a major Wall Street firm out of college, do you think that they are just on day one, here's $100 million, knock yourself out? No, they're educated. Do you think a mutual fund who recruits at an Ivy League school for new traders has them start on day one? Oh, thanks. You went to school. You graduated top of your class. Here's 10 of our stocks. Knock yourself out. No, they're educated. Yet the individual will read a book and open up a TD Ameritrade account and risk their family's fortune, their family's capital, hard-earned money, without a single bit of education. One of the guidelines you should ask yourself is, would, if you were not you, and you were someone else, and this someone else wanted you to give them your money because they claimed that they could do this, would you be confident giving your money to this person? And if the answer is no, you have no business out there. You are a disaster waiting to happen. Think about this. If you were not you, if you were someone else, would you feel confident giving your money to you? Would you feel confident that the person knows enough, educated enough? Now, there is a certain form of education that comes through doing, the very best form of education that comes through doing, but doing under proper guidance. How can the uneducated person educate himself? Think about that. How can the ignorant enlighten the ignorant? It doesn't work that way. Traitors are not born. They don't just magically develop this skill out of nothing. It is a learned craft that ultimately becomes an art through experience. But today, to get there without guidance is virtually impossible. It was less impossible many years ago. It is more impossible today. Do you know why? Because you are bombarded with so much information that you have absolutely no idea what's real and what's not. Without someone guiding you through the nonsense, helping you cut through what should not be focused on and what actually should be focused on, it's virtually impossible to find that proverbial needle in a haystack as someone who does not know anything, unless you are guided by someone who's already there. Now, I shouldn't say it's impossible, and I didn't. I actually said it's virtually impossible. But if you happen to really be very, very, very fortunate and lucky, and you do this on your own, it is going to be incredibly expensive. And it's going to take you a very long time, longer than traders 30 years ago. Longer than it took traders doing it on their own 20 years ago. It's going to take you more money, more lost money first, and a longer period of time. So long that the odds of you lasting through those horrendous initial years, absolutely close to zero, those odds. It astounds me how willing people are in taking their own capital and walking it straight to the garbage. It's crazy. Lack of proper education. Now, information is very different from education. See, we have information up the wazoo today. Information is at our fingertips. You know, we can't really know at the beginning what's real good information and what's not information, but you certainly have a ton of it. I'm not talking about information. I'm talking about true education, the education like a doctor gets in Harvard Medical School, the education a lawyer gets at one of the country's or the world's top law schools. That type of education. People lack this. And it's sad because I get it. A lot of people don't know where to trust, where to go for it. Everyone has a sign out, this is where you come get educated. But how do you really know? You don't know. As I mentioned in my last episode, you have to go by feeling. You can't go by what you read. You can't go by what you've heard. You've got to go by what you feel If something resonates with you at a very deep level, that's for you. There's a reason why something is touching every fiber of your being, this person, or you read something from this person or what have you. That can be your only true authentic judge, because there is an incredible amount of information in today's world, and it makes finding the truth far more difficult than it used to be. So lack of the proper education. Now, the second item that I'm about to mention is somewhat of a derivative of item number one, but it has its own individual characteristics as well, and in some ways more important than item number one. Item number one, the lack of a proper education at trading. Item number two, the lack of proper training. Yes, training. There's education, that's one, and two, there's training. And I always tell traders that look at training as the what a doctor goes through after medical school. A doctor after medical school is the educational component. Training is the residency in a hospital. That's the real experiential part of your learning process. There's the theoretical part, which is the educational part. When you're getting educated and someone's sitting down showing you certain tactics and techniques and how to handle yourself once you're in a trade, what type of trailing stop methods to use and when to use them, when to sell half of your position versus all of your position, when to go for the gusto and when it's only appropriate to go small, and all of these things, when a person sits down with you or a firm sits down with you and is teaching you a methodology, that's akin to teaching you anatomy as a doctor, teaching you the various different medicines. It's theoretical, but it's necessary. The theoretical part is necessary. It's necessary for item number two. The theoretical educational part is necessary initially, and secondarily, you take the theory, you take the concepts, you take the education, and now you create experience with that education. Do you follow what I'm saying? I wish I could hear you answer me. So, the lack of training after your education is another reason most people aren't trained out there with their trading accounts. What do I mean by training? I mean a sophisticated, very well thought out training process where there are daily goals, weekly goals, monthly and quarterly goals, breakdown of your trading in various parts of the day, limits to what you can do and what you can't do, specific training as a medical graduate from Harvard Medical School, let's say. You get your first residency. You're not a doctor yet, but you're going to go through the training of a doctor, but with real experiences. You're going to be in a real hospital with real patients, with real problems, with real sicknesses, real diseases, real blood, real broken bones, real solutions, real crying, real suffering, real pain, and real elation, real healing, real conquests. And you'll do this for 2 to 4 years before you can actually say that you're a real doctor. This is akin to training period that after a trader has been educated on the fundamental cornerstones of proper market play, that's the theoretical part of the education. Now there has to be a well thought out training process, a training period. You are not a trader yet during your training period. It is the time for certain drills. For instance, one drill I have historically practiced with my traders is okay, today we're going to lose a certain specific amount of money to the penny. We're going to lose $42.50. That's a training drill. Do you know how difficult it is to lose a specific dollar amount? The skill it requires, how you must not only be very good at selecting what might drop, assuming a long, what might drop right now, which means that you get good at knowing what might rally right now. So remember, if you become skilled at knowing what might decline right now, that automatically makes you better at knowing what might rally right now or move up right now. So you have to be good at knowing what is likely to drop right now and by how much. And if I'm right by this amount, how many shares am I to put on to get $42.50 loss? If I do 200 shares, that means I need a 20-something odd cent drop. If I do 100 shares, I need a $42.50 drop. You see what I'm saying? So the skill, the trade management skill that's required to hit that $42.50 on a nail is incredible. The identifying of the right opportunity right now. Do you follow what I'm saying? I wish I could hear you understand me. So this is the training part of the equation of trading. So this is the training part that most people lack. Do you understand what I'm saying? This training, most traders are out there just fooling around, guessing, gambling, trying, and they have absolutely no structure to what they're doing whatsoever. Most people out there don't have the proper education, and that's the first step. When you go to step two, you lose an even larger chunk of people. The people who lack the proper training, the proper drills at doing this, that Goldman Sachs has untrained traders trading $100 million accounts, $50 million accounts, $5 million accounts, $1 million accounts. No. But yet you want to enter into their market, the same market that they're playing, as an uneducated, untrained individual, and you expect good things to happen. Do you have any idea who you're pitting yourself up against? That on the other side of every buy you make, there is someone selling it to you. Every time you step up to the plate to sell something, someone is eagerly buying it from you. Who is the smart one? Is it you? Or is it the trader on the other side of your trade? If you are losing more frequently than you're winning, then it is you are the patsy. You are the uneducated one. You are the untrained one, and you refuse to see it. You'd rather blame it on your tactic or your technique or the firm you're with, the brokerage firm or the trading platform you have or the particular trading system you're using or the individual teaching you. The most beautiful thing about this activity called trading is that at the end of the day, you can only press your own buy and sell buttons. You don't really authentically have anyone that you can blame or point the finger at. Of course, many of you will, because that's easier to do, despite the fact that it is evident that you and only you can press your buy and sell buttons. At the end of the day, it's you and only you. Despite that, many of you will still blame something else. It's easier to do that than to really face yourself and face the fact that it is me. I'm the problem. I'm the uneducated one. I'm the one who lacks proper training. Item number one and item number two claim almost everyone. They're just not educated. I have to tell you that this might sound very politically incorrect, but I have no way, at least at this moment, that I can think of to get around it. There are some dumb market participants out there. And you know what? Thank God there are. I mean, we can't have everyone successful, can we? There must be someone on the other side of successful traders' trades. They can't all be sophisticated. They can't all be, everyone can't be masters, and no one wants everyone to be masters. In fact, you always want the vast majority of people to be dumb. Now, how else are you going to buy at the right time if someone's not selling at the wrong time? And how else are you going to sell at the right time if someone else is not willing to buy it from you at the wrong time? We need uneducated and untrained people, and we need them in droves. But I'm talking to my followers. I'm talking to my traders. I'm talking to those who happen to be interested in what we're doing and what we're saying right now. You are in the minority. And I am telling you, there is no way today to do this successfully without getting educated and trained by someone who's gone through it and is there and proves it to you every single day. It's virtually impossible. We have left the days where you can do this alone. It cannot be done. Not today. I'm telling you, not today. You will dramatically curtail your learning curve. The landmines you will sidestep and not have to go through, the number of times that you completely blow up by stepping on one of these landmines, the number of times shrinks quite dramatically by being guided, educated, and trained by someone real, someone who's reached where you want to be and proves it to you every single day. I wrote in my first book that if you find someone like that, you do everything in life to get that person to teach you. If you've got to bring coffee to that person every day and pay for it, if you've got to shine their shoes, if you've got to be their person, do it. Because OMG, on the other side of that experience, if you stick with it, is a life-changing thing. All right? Item number three, lack of proper capital. First, we had lack of proper education. Uneducated people out there thinking they can do this without really knowing very much. Lack of proper training. Like, you can go to war against some of the brightest minds and some of the greatest, most sophisticated trading mechanisms, algorithms, trading systems, mechanical trading systems in the world. You can go to war with these things without training, with your flabby belly. your unexercised body? Yeah, right. Then there's the lack of proper capital. OMG. Oh my goodness. This is one of the biggest ones of all. Even if you happen to be one of the fortunate ones who got a great education at the foundation of proper market play, proper trading, proper action, and you were even trained and drilled properly, you really, not only in theory, but through training, have reached a point where you know how to handle yourself. If you now go to this ocean we call the market with a thimble of capital, you are going to easily just be wiped away by the very next wave. I know that there are people and firms and organizations who would have you believe that you can make money with no money. You can become wealthy with no capital. You've heard it here, maybe for the first time. BS. It takes money to make money in this world. And I would tell you, I'd be bold enough to tell you that the very next time someone tells you you don't need a lot of capital to play in the market, in a market where the participants are governments, multi-billion dollar hedge funds, sophisticated trading systems and ECNs that have tens of billions of dollars behind them, mutual funds and pension funds that throw $1 billion around like it's a dime or a nickel, that you can play in this world with a tiny bit of money and have good odds. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you can have the greatest education in the world. You can be trained up the wazoo. Try doing this with a little bit of money and watch you go broke every single time. Every time you get a little bit of capital up and put it in the market, watch the next little wave, not even a big one, just wipe you out. You need the proper amount of capital to do this seriously. You need the proper amount of capital to give yourself the downward leeway that every trader has, the occasional losing streak that even masters have, the occasional rough patch that even the best of us have, that every now and then major hit that even the best of us have, the sloppy market environment is simply not coughing up for a period of time, is a reality for every trader. Without the proper amount of capital to survive the winters of the market, to survive the occasional moments where stupidity comes out of its dungeon again to try to claim its superior position in your existence, that happens. It happens for a while until stupidity is absolutely, completely annihilated. That takes many, many, many years. So the developing trader will have bouts where the enemy, stupidity, the ego comes back with a vengeance. And those periods normally mark a wonderful opportunity to go to the next level, because once you conquer them again at this new level, wow, the skies open up for brand new levels and heights of profitability. But you must have enough capital to go through those things. You must have enough capital to have a deep knee bend at times. If you are playing with scared money, psychologically, you cannot do this game. If you're playing with money, you can't possibly afford to lose any portion of it. You are on a fast route to failure. You cannot trade scared like that. And small capital is automatically, by its very nature, scared capital because you're so close to zero. You start off so close to zero that you have to trade scared. Don't let anyone make you think like an idiot that you can walk into the most sophisticated activity on earth, that you can walk into an arena that is by far the most competitive in the world. Pit yourself against some of the brightest minds on this planet, minds that also have billions of dollars behind them, and that you can come with your little thimble of capital and take food off their table. You deserve failure. If you're really that naive, you deserve it. It doesn't even make sense on a rudimentary level. A 10-year-old can understand that. So it is lack of the proper education, the proper foundational cornerstones of correct market behavior, market play, market action, and the proper training by someone that can drill you and take you on an experiential journey that uses what you have gained through your education to build a foundation of experience that will catapult you toward trading mastery. And then there's the lack of capital. These three items on the list of eight claim almost everyone, and we're not even halfway through. How many people really are very educated? I'm not talking about people who can spit out information that they've read in the Wall Street Journal. That's useless. I'm not talking about information they've read from an article because they read all of these websites. You got to be kidding me. That's not education. That's information. Useless information at that. They can spit out almost every company name and what they do and what industry they're in. That's bogus information that has no correlation with whether or not you have the capacity to trade or not. Information means absolutely nothing when it comes to trading. A trader can make money trading a symbol. They don't even know the name of the company that the symbol represents or what they do or what their earnings were. That's not what we're talking. Information is not what we're talking about when we talk about education. In a nutshell, education of proper market play. What are the cornerstones of profit market behavior, proper behavior as a trader? You're not born with that knowledge. You've got to be educated. And then the right experiences through training are so crucial. Do you know that you can get the wrong experiences? And if you get enough of the wrong experiences, you create a DNA for yourself that you can't reverse. It's sad to see this, but there are thousands upon thousands of traders who, no matter what they do, they're never going to change. The wrong thing has gotten so deep into their DNA already that it is impossible to change. You start off as a blank slate in many cases. You haven't formed a DNA yet. So the education that you expose yourself to and the training you expose yourself to begin to formulate this DNA. Be with the wrong people. Be with the wrong education. Be with the wrong training long enough, and it will become irreversible, the damage it creates. And that your dream of becoming an astute market player will be gone forever. Item number four, lack of a forced discipline mechanism. I've talked about this a number of times. And it's an important item. All right, lack of a forced discipline mechanism. Did you know that discipline is not a trait that anyone is born with? You were not born with discipline. You're not meted out a certain portion of discipline at birth that's different from what's meted out to another individual at birth. Oh, this individual at birth. Most discipline is a learned mechanism. You have to be taught discipline. Individuals who come out of adolescence are taught that their parents were disciplined. That's why they're disciplined. They're lifestyle and their culture taught them a discipline, taught them to be disciplined, or they were specifically and consciously taught how to be disciplined by their parents. That ability. So every trader in the world knows that discipline is required to be successful as a trader, but it's a cliche to them. Yeah, you got to be disciplined. But that's where the cliche stops for them. No one, very few people go the very next step to say, well, how do I actually gain discipline? People just, oh, you got to be disciplined. So you've got people trying to be, you've got undisciplined people trying to be disciplined. Wait a minute. Does that make sense? You've got undisciplined people trying to be disciplined. Something is missing in the middle. An undisciplined person can't be disciplined. First, there has to be a training process that creates, over time, growing discipline. You can't just suddenly one day, as an undisciplined trader, say, oh, that's right, I need to be more disciplined. And boom, instantly you're more disciplined? Come on. If it were that easy to be disciplined, everybody would be disciplined. The moment you learn that discipline is necessary, you'd be disciplined the next day. It doesn't work that way, and I know you're light that out to you. Developing discipline is the crowning jewel of many years of developing discipline. So what do I mean by a lack of a forced discipline mechanism? A mechanism that begins the process of making you disciplined. How many traders have that right now? I mean, my traders have that. But I mean, how many traders out there trying to do this have something that is forcing discipline on them in a way that helps them develop discipline to the point where the coercion of discipline is no longer needed. Every trader needs a coercion of discipline. They need discipline coerced on them, forced on them, because they're unwily. For instance, as a child, you have to hold your child's hand. You are forcing the discipline of waiting for the right light with the child's hand in yours, looking, only attempting to cross when the path is clear. And you do it for years. You hold your child's hand at every major intersection for years, forcing the discipline of properly crossing a major intersection, until one day, your child, now an adolescent, doesn't need to hold your hand. He or she might be with you, but you're certainly not going to get your 16-year-old to hold your hand crossing an intersection. Years of holding the hand, keeping the child right by your side, not letting them get ahead of you or fall back behind you when you're crossing the intersection. It's the same way in trading. That somehow during your training years, you have to have something in place that forces you to do the right thing, because in the beginning, you are not wired to do the right thing. Your DNA is not formed to do the right thing. As a matter of fact, you are wired to do the exact opposite of what is right, because the human tendency, the human is wired to do everything wrong when it comes to the market. That when the human mechanism believes or feels, if you will, that it's right to buy is usually when it's absolutely wrong to buy. In fact, usually at that moment, it's time to sell. When the human mechanism is scared and destroyed to the point of not even wanting to think about the market at all, is precisely when the greatest opportunity to get involved is. The human being is not wired to be a trader. Naturally so, you are born to be a losing trader. The way the human mechanism is wired. So you have to be taught to almost be reborn. You have to be rewired as a trader. Your DNA has to be completely remapped. You have to almost become inhuman so that you think in a contrarian way. You start to feel and think in a contrarian way. If you don't have something that forces you, when you have your own trading account at a regular broker-dealer out there, Interactive Brokers or TD Ameritrade or TradeStation, whatever, right? No one's forcing discipline on you. You can be as dumb, as stupid, as reckless as you really, really want to be. No one's going to call you, shut your account off, prevent you from trading for the rest of the day. No one's going to give you the rest of the week off because you have violated two of your five rules in your trading plan. No one's going to sit down with you and make you look at the error of your ways. So most traders don't have anything external that forces discipline on them so that they never become disciplined. They say they need more discipline, but that's where it ends. I need to be more disciplined. But an undisciplined person can't be disciplined. A rock can't be anything else but a rock. It has to be transformed. It has to be changed. A metamorphosis has to take place. And that takes years. Now, some people might ask, well, Oliver, are you saying that in order to make money, you need years before you make money? In most cases, that is the truth. It's not necessary. The beautiful thing about this activity is that you don't have to go all the way to the end before you see progress. Like, just a little bit more discipline, boom, your P&L goes up. You're still largely undisciplined, but just a little bit more discipline will cause a bump up in your profitability. You don't have to be fully trained to start seeing success. A little bit of training will improve your results. A little bit more will improve them more. So it is not necessary to go all the way to the end of training and go all the way to the point where you are fully disciplined. That's the beautiful thing. You can see progress along the way. But I'm the wrong person if you want me to tell you that it is possible to become disciplined in a very short period of time. It is not impossible. It is not possible. Becoming disciplined, discipline itself is a priceless jewel. And anything priceless, anything that makes you more powerful as a human being, takes time, takes effort, takes work, takes sacrifice. When you become disciplined, you become a source to be reckoned with. You become a power in nature that the world or life itself bends to your will. The disciplined individual rules. Why? Because the disciplined individual rules himself. And you are your world. Everything flows through you. You are the creator of everything. You are the creator of your trading results. Your trading results are the flowering results of who you are. You can't change the trading results without changing where they come from. They come from you. They don't come from planet Mars. Your trading results come from you. Some people think they come from the market. They don't come from the market. Try to sit in front of the market and wait for the market to give you a trading result without you doing anything. You create your trading results. The market requires you to do something. So you bring about a trading result, not the market. Market's just a tool. It's your hammer, as a carpenter or what have you. What you do with that hammer is you, the carpenter, not the hammer. Right? So most people are out there uneducated, not trained, don't have enough money. And nothing forcing them to do the right thing. No habit, no system in place that penalizes them for doing the wrong thing. My traders get penalized and get rewarded. That's item number five, actually. Item number five is people lack the right motivation. So there's a penalization code in our process, in our training process. So for instance, every trader has a maximum daily allowable drawdown. It's the most they can experience on the downside. If on any given day they hit that maximum, they've got a split second to do the right thing. It's actually a few seconds. But if they don't, our algorithm kicks into gear and eliminates all of their open positions and shuts their system down for the entire day. Their keyboard no longer works. That is all done without any human intervention. Oliver, my keyboard's not working. Exactly. Not until tomorrow, buddy. But what happened? What do you mean what happened? You were irresponsible. The one thing you're not supposed to do is allow this account to drop to this dollar amount. The one thing that could stop you, you allowed to happen. You don't deserve the right to trade for the rest of the day. Now, all of a sudden, the next day, what mindset is that trader in? I will never allow this to happen to me again. No matter what, I am going to stop myself. I will turn the computer off if I have to before I get eliminated. I will never let my personal file be marked with this sin again. We keep track of every time you commit that sin. Who's going to give you money to trade if you're this irresponsible with it? If the only thing that you're supposed to not do, we don't say not lose, that happens. But one thing, don't lose by this amount, ever. The one thing you couldn't do. And the more humiliating I can make it, the better. The smaller I can make the trader feel for that sin, that is an unforgivable sin. It is something totally in your control. 99.99% of the time, that is in your control. Who's going to trust you if you can't even trust yourself to abide by a rule you've agreed to? That's what creates discipline. That type of system in place that makes the trader scared of committing that sin again. That makes the trader start thinking of ways where that will never happen again. But when you're out there with your little demo accounts, and you're out there with even your own small little impoverished trading account, no one's going to stop you from doing anything. No one's going to humiliate you. No one's going to point the error out of your ways. No one's going to shut your trading account down when it should be shut down, leaving you all to your uneducated, untrained, undercapitalized, undisciplined self. A guaranteed future member of the Broke Squad. And they're out there in droves. That is a sad thing and a beautiful thing at the same time. This is what the 92% are made of. Uneducated, untrained, undercapitalized, and undisciplined individuals. Think about it. That's the definition of a trading failure. Uneducated, untrained, no money, or very little, lack of discipline. Is there anything else? We've only gotten halfway through. How crazy is that? Lack of the right motivation. Most people out there have the motivation as money. Or even more, a winning trade. Think about this for a second. Think about what I'm about to say for a moment. It might just knock you over. The last motivation should be money. In fact, when the motivation is money, I know I'm dealing with the most novice of all novices. They're at square one on their journey. If the goal is to make money at this. Now, I'm not saying that you do this to lose money, of course not. But very quickly, should the goal move? It starts at money, I understand it. It should move to something different, something broader than money. And let me give an example. The ultimate goal becomes right action. Doesn't matter whether the right action on this particular trade produced money or produced a loss. If the action was pure, if the action was right, the master trader is constantly trying to pull off, to execute the perfect trade from the identification moment, the identification of the opportunity, the entry of the trade, the mental or heart stop, initial stop placed, the moment of adding, if there's an adding opportunity, to the shelling out of some to take some off the table, to the adjusting of a stop. I mean, every process and step of the trade, they want at the end of the trade to know that, wow, I did everything right. There's a never-ending search or seeking of right action at every step of the way. The pulling off of the trade without you getting involved, without you interrupting the process, without you allowing ego or fear or greed to come in and rob you of what is to be done correctly, to do it without the flutter of an emotion, up or down, to do it without a trace of fear, to go from start to finish in the zone like a sports figure who is operating at the height of his game. No thinking, no thought. Do you think about how to walk today? No, you've mastered walking. Oh, wait a minute. I pick up my left heel as I put my right toes on the ground, and then I put my right heel. No, you don't. That process of thinking at every step is no longer needed. You've mastered walking. No thinking. The master trader is after that level of mastery. To master it to the point where it is just something that you do, it is not something you think or analyze about anymore. The need to analyze means that you are confused. Well, wait a minute, let me analyze this. I always use the example, you have a cell phone and it is sitting right next to you. And someone asks you, is this your cell phone? Wait a minute, let me analyze that. Is this my cell phone? No, no analyzation, no thinking, no figuring out. Instant. Yes, this is my cell phone. Why? Because you know. The trader who's gone beyond just making money is after that knowing. The trader who has gone beyond this activity being one where you buy something for a dollar and sell it for two, oh, how boring is that? After a while, that's boring. There's no nobility in that. There's just a higher sense of satisfaction when you know you are at the top of your game and you do it almost effortlessly. That you do it without letting outside influences invade your, that your actions flow naturally like walking to your refrigerator for a glass of water. That you do it without incident. That you do it so masterfully that onlookers say you make it look so simple. Master traders are after that level of mastery that is so high that people don't believe you. You want disbelief. You want people saying, oh, come on, give me a break. You can't do that. I mean, because if what you're really doing is very, very believable, I'm sorry to say it's very normal. You want the unbelievable. You want the people to call you a liar. You want the people to say, that's not real. You want that. You want it to be that perfect, that high, that masterful, that it creates disbelief. You want a level of mastery of yourself that is so beyond the regular individual that they are mesmerized by you. They are mesmerized when they see you. They feel something different around you. You want mastery at its highest level. When you're really into this, you want mastery of your psyche, mastery of your emotions, mastery of the totality of who you are yourself. Because the mastery of life, the mastery of your craft, the mastery of your skill flows from the mastery of you. This is a game about self-mastery more than it is a game about mastering the financial markets or making money. This is spiritual. And if you're still at the money level, it's okay. It's the beginning, but you've got a long way to go. And you are missing the true, genuine gift that this activity called trading points to, guides you to know thyself. Is there anything greater in life? Most people spend their entire lives attempting to know who they are, much less master who they are. I'm finding myself. I'm going to spend the next 2 years finding myself. I hear that. No, most people don't even know who they are, much less master who they are. This activity demands that you constantly see who you are, know who you are. It's staring me right in the face. The picture of your trading results right now, that's your reflection as a trader. And it might not be pretty, but that's who you are, whether you like it or not. And every single day, every single week, every single quarter forces you to see you who you are. If your focus is just money, you miss this. Then you'll go searching for some red light, green light. Oh, this guy says this mechanism, when it goes green, you buy, and when it goes red, you sell. Yeah. You'll be so easily duped by nonsense because it's just about money and not about self-conquering, self-mastery, becoming more disciplined, becoming a better you, going through a personal metamorphosis, getting your emotions under control. The things, the benefits that just the accomplishment of those things a little bit, the benefits throughout every corner of your life are unspeakable. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful activity this is. When you see it in its proper light, when you see it for what it really is, it's truly sublime. So the right motivation gets the trader on the path, the right one, because it gets them looking at the right things. It gets them focused on the right things. It stops being about making money. You see, if it's just about making money, then the method by which you make money makes no difference to you. And that's a very dangerous mindset to have, that I don't care how I make money. I just care about money. And that's a very, very dangerous mindset to clothe yourself with, because that means you'll become susceptible or succumb to all kinds of things that offer or promise money to you. Principles will be thrown in the garbage because it's all about money to you. That, you know, charlatans can get you to buy this because they promise money to you. No, this is about something far grander than money. And what's beautiful is that money flows from these other more important things. Mastering your emotions, becoming more disciplined. These are life-changing things. You can't become more disciplined at trading and not be more disciplined in every corner of your life. It doesn't work that way. Discipline doesn't contain itself to one activity. It just is universal to everything. Learning to be disciplined as a trader means you'll learn to be disciplined as a father, as a husband, as an employee, as an employer, every corner of your life. Not being easily moved and being almost unshakable in your resolve will spill over into every area of your life. This is way more than money, traders. It is the number one reason why I do this after 29 years in the business. Because there's not a single day, not a single week, not a single month that goes by that I'm not working on myself to become better. Better than I was. Better, stronger, faster. You guys remember that. I'm not the only one that old. Steve Austin, $6 million man. How funny was that? That was a lot of money back in the 1970s. The $6 million man. Do you imagine kids now watching the $6 million man today? They would be like, that's it? That's all he's worth? Oh, how funny is that? So we've gotten to item number 5, the lack of the right motivation. It's just money. That keeps you on the wrong path. It's necessary, we know that, but it's got to quickly stop being about money, this activity, to get you on the right path. All right. Item number 7. Lack of supportive comrades and family. Now, before I take this, I see that one of my master traders, trainers, educators is actually on the line here. I'm going to bring him on. He's was on the first show. And while I'll probably still dominate the airways here, I'll have him on just in case there's some things he wants to add or what have you, to give the listeners a somewhat of a different perspective. But can you speak at this current moment? Are you with us? I'm not quite sure he's here. Dan, are you with us here?
I'm trying to talk now. Is it?
Oh yeah, I do. I hear you right now.
Am I good?
Hey, how are you? How are you doing today?
Good, good. Yeah, I've been I've been listening since the start, and you were on such a roll. I didn't want to say a word because the information was flowing so fluid and so true that there was really nothing to comment on at that moment, other than when you said, "I wish I could hear you guys agreeing," and I had muted my mic saying, "You're not the only one. I wish I could hear it too, because this is what we deal with every day. Every day I see the same thing."
For those of you who are not aware, Dr. Dan is one of my top traders. He's been with me for quite a few years now, and started with me way back in the early 90s, actually, the middle part of the 1990s. Took a break to become a doctor and later came back to pick up his trading activities. And today he has hundreds and hundreds of traders under his tutelage and direction in our trading program and so forth and so on. So it's a pleasure having you here again, Dan. I know you pop in whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And great to be here, especially on this topic that you're going over today. It doesn't ring more true, especially once you've been through everything you described. I can remember the points of my own journey where you hit those walls and you're looking for the answers that are outside. And when you finally go full circle, you realize that it is 100% on the inside. And until you learn those lessons and have someone guide you through it, and then eventually find your way, you end up stuck, and those that keep looking outward are unfortunately never going to get it, because it has to be an inward thing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, there is a directional shift. It's the proverbial prodigal son who, as we know the story, then the prodigal son takes his portion of the family's fortune and he leaves his father's house, leaving his brother behind with his father. And he goes away from his father's house. And as the story goes, to make a long story short, as it were, he squanders his fortune. The further and further he gets away from his home, the more he squanders, the more he squanders until he is completely without resources. And now he's at the point of just complete pain and misery and living a life of failure. And in a pig pen, sharing the food of hogs and pigs, it dawns on him that I don't have to live this way. I don't have to search for something out here. I'll go back to my father's house. And it is in that moment, that realization in the hog's pen of turning around in the other direction, which is symbolic of now look within. Stop trying to find something outside of the father's house, which represents you, right? And, you know, at first the attempt is that. I'm going to find it through a tactic, through a technique, through this, through that. When in reality, before those things can actually mean something, before they can be something, they have to be infused with you. Oh, my goodness. We've got 90 seconds left in the program, so we're going to have to do a part two on this, which is actually decent because I've gotten about halfway, a little bit more than halfway. So we've only got 90 seconds. Dan, I'm sorry for bringing you on so late here, but traders, we're going to do the following Wednesday. I'm going to schedule the show to complete this. I think it's a topic that is that important for us to do. We've covered this so far, the lack of proper education. We've covered so far the lack of proper training, the lack of proper capital, the lack of a forced discipline mechanism, and the lack of having the right motivation. These are things we've talked about, and in the next show, we'll continue with our eighth. Thank you very much for listening to Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, and of course, I'm your trader for life. Ciao for now.